From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive action designed to enhance U.S. security by enacting more far-reaching restrictions on Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Two United Nations agencies, the UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration, issued a joint statement Saturday, just hours after Mr. Trump's order, saying the needs of refugees and migrants worldwide have never been greater, and the U.S. resettlement program is one of the most important in the world. In other action, Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, a 19-year-old Pakistani student activist once attacked by the Taliban, now recovered and living in the United Kingdom, said she is heartbroken the U.S. is closing the door on children, mothers and fathers fleeing violence and war. Australia Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said he is due to speak Saturday with Donald Trump for the first time since he was sworn in as U.S. president.
I'm looking forward to speaking with President Trump. I've had a very good discussion with him shortly after the election when he was President-elect Trump, and we have a great deal to discuss.
And it is expected they will discuss the future of the refugee resettlement deal signed before Donald Trump took office. Turnbull has previously said he is confident the deal would be honored, but there is some uncertainty after Mr. Trump signed an executive order suspending the U.S. refugee program. Britain's foreign minister, Boris Johnson, says Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted Assad must relinquish power in Syria. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard says it has rescued about 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean, while one person has been found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year, which was a record number. The United Nations says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country has likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor at a nuclear facility. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images, it said, indicate that Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The reported activities by North Korea are the latest in a series of defiant acts amid numerous United Nations sanctions enacted in response to the North's atomic and ballistic missile development programs. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has begun her work as the new U.S. envoy at the United Nations, declaring it would not be business as usual. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the UN.
Ambassador Haley arrived at the United Nations to present her credentials to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. She stopped briefly to address waiting reporters but did not take questions.
Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN, and the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. We will make points to respond to that accordingly.
Haley also said she would reform the United Nations, improving what works and eliminating what does not. The United States is a very influential player at the world body, in part because it is the largest donor, funding about 22% of the regular budget, nearly 30% of peacekeeping operations, and donating to special appeals and programs. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Many people across the Pacific region began celebrating the arrival of the Lunar New Year, which this year is a year of the rooster. In China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and to bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. One young Beijing resident said he is grateful for his parents and hopes for them good health amid financial success. In South Korea, the Lunar New Year is a time to remember family members who were separated from their relatives decades ago, living in the north. Serena Williams has defeated her sister Venus in straight sets 6-4, 6-4 in the finals of the Australian Open tennis tournament. Serena captures her 23rd major singles title, setting a record. She had been tied with Steffi Graf at 22. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.